and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, presented by the Sideshow Network. This is the show where we tell you about our crappy-ass comic book collection. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And two more amazingly shit-tacular comic books today.
Yes.
With a theme.
Yeah, because we are encroaching on Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Which is, I believe it's next Saturday.
It's Saturday or Sunday? If it's Sunday.
Is it Sunday?
Yes, it's Sunday.
Okay, so we have to do a holiday theme this week. So
yes,
this is what we're doing.
It's all about love.
Because God forbid we don't
love.
Yeah,
love.
So we got two sexy comics.
Yeah, is that what this is?
Yeah, the sexiest comics that we can find.
The sexiest of sexy comics.
Sexiest garbage books that we bought for a buck, and we're gonna roll them out for you. So let's start with our first one. Actually. Well, this one was bought for a buck. I don't think the other one was bought for a buck.
Oh, no, that one I definitely bought for a buck. And I bought it specifically because of the cover.
This other one I bought...
years ago.
I bought years ago for market price.
Ooh.
I went to a comic book store and I was like, hey...
You spent $250 on this.
I sure did.
Oh, I'm so
thrilled. We'll talk about that later. But the first book we're doing is Deathstroke the Terminator.
Deathstork
the Terminator.
I really just want to call him Deathstork. I know that's not correct, but I just want to say it. Anyway... Yeah. So it's him.
Yeah, and then it's him. It's Deathstroke the Terminator, number 11 from June 1992, special Love and Bullets issue.
That's right.
And on the cover, we got Deathstroke, Slade.
Smeesh.
Kissing
a lady.
Having a kiss with, I believe it's the third vigilante.
Yeah, I don't know. Her name's Pat.
Her name's Pat. You know, if you... But I think she's the third person to take on the vigilante. She goes on to die, I think, at some point.
Of course she does.
But and then they're having a kiss. They're holding guns, and in the background we've got a lot of
dead people,
including one guy. It's kind of unnerving.
Yeah, well, he's got like a blood smear, and then he's like fallen over because he's obviously dead. So there's like a smear behind his head on the wall,
and his eyes are still open.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not cool.
That's what kissing is all about, Deathstroke.
Yeah.
So we start this book in a way that not many DC comics start. This is a full splash page. This book is called The Loneliest Number.
The Loneliest Number,
Part 2,
Crimes and Commitments.
Yeah, but this is like a very blue-toned picture of Deathstroke fucking a lady. Like, it's his back, and he's like grabbing sheets, and like you see her face. Like, they're obviously fucking. So that's what's happening. Yeah. He's wearing his eye. I like that he wears his eye patch while he has sex.
Well, you know,
everything. It's like a dude who doesn't take his socks off.
Yeah, he's keeping the eye patch on because he doesn't want to be like, look at my hole. You know,
look at my creepy hole.
And so we have like this. Looks like a journal entry. I don't understand. Here's the thing. I thought this was what's her face's journal entry.
No, it's not. It's some dude's.
Some random dude, like some random person that's like. He's commenting on, like, how, you know, but basically on Slade's mental state and how, you know, things have changed since, you know, his sons have been killed, you know.
Plural?
Well, there was Jericho, so Joe.
Okay.
And then there was Grant, who was Ravager. I think Ravager's dead.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know much. I just know that there's Slade, and then, you know, there's a whole bunch of, you know, he's got all his connections with the Titans and stuff like that, but... You know, basically, it's kind of going through his mental state while, you know, we get to see him having a deep...
I mean, this is, like, three pages, so, like, it's going on with this, like, there's narration boxing, and then it's going back and forth between, like, hands on shoulders and, like, shadows of people sitting up in bed kissing, but then there's, like, also intercut with, like, these full color panels of, like... I don't know, his sons, maybe? Is that what's going on in that panel?
Well, that's Jericho.
Yeah.
This is something that went on. Yeah, because this is like a Titans thing.
Shit going down. And
Dick without a shirt for some reason, too.
Yeah, Nightwing not wearing a shirt. And then we get like just an old man.
Well, this is the guy that's actually writing the journal.
Right, the guy writing the journal just sitting on his bed, like intercut with like Slade fucking this lady.
Yeah.
Whatever's going to that panel.
Okay, so he gets to this point where he's talking about how there's some drugs in the system. That, you know, basically the drugs in Slade's system that make him, you know, Deathstroke.
Yeah.
You know, give him, like, his enhanced reflexes and help him out. And then he got, like, infused with something new, and it kind of, it's kind of gone, like, a little bit south for him.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we get this shot of Batman. Okay, so it's the middle of, it's the middle of the day. It looks like it's the middle of the day, which is even weirder.
Yeah.
And it's...
Oh, yeah, but, like, Slade is sitting in, like, the passenger seat of what looks like the Batmobile or a convertible.
Uh-huh.
Right? Is that what that looks like? Uh-huh. Not wearing a shirt.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unconscious?
Uh-huh.
I think?
Uh-huh.
And, like, Batman is, like, warily looking at him while... I don't know, cleaning under his thumb? I
or have, pricking his pricking thumb? His like he's doing like a diabetes
he's
test?
He's actually pricking his thumb, but it looks like he's trying to like clean under his nail.
Because it basically says blood samples are analyzed and that they're going to check it out. But why it looks like this, I don't know. Like how that came to be? Like, was Batman like, I'm an Uber driver? And then he was like, you know, and then he's like, holy shit, you're Batman. And then like Batman gassed him. And he's like, take your shirt off. You know, took his shirt off and then pricked him and then left. I mean, I don't know. I just imagine this being something where...
I kind of wish Batman was an Uber driver. Like, actually, I kind of wish he was a Lyft driver so he could get one of those little mustaches, like the pink ones.
No, here goes my Lyft. It's the Batmobile with a big mustache on it.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want Batman to drive me around. I don't imagine there's a lot of room in the Batmobile, but...
I don't know, but, you know, if he's looking to pick up some extra bucks...
Honestly, that's probably a shitty ride. Oh, yeah. Like, the Batmobile in general. Like, it's probably like a fucking tank.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not comfortable.
No. It's a terrible car.
Yeah, it's awful.
To drive it.
So, so now we go to... We got this ongoing thing about this group of young thugs.
Yeah.
Who are basically trying to get themselves in with, like, a bigger drug gang. And they are going around and basically holding up drug...
Yeah.
And drug factories, you know, yes. Like, you know, illegal
like,
drugs.
Where is this, the manufacturing places?
Yeah, it's like, which is funny because it's...
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. So if you ever seen New Jack City...
A long time ago,
you'll know exactly kind of what, you know, basically what this should look like.
Yeah.
But it does not.
No. It's just like a bunch of dudes in like ski masks. Like
I couldn't tell because I thought I was like, "Is this a doctor's office?" I couldn't really, or is this like a butcher? Did they run in and be like,
"Yeah"? Because the guy's wearing like, and obviously it makes sense now why they're all wearing like face masks, but it's hard to tell in that drawing at the beginning of exactly what's going on. It's just dudes wearing masks.
But it's weird because it's I don't know. I'm just saying like the way that
everyone in there has cancer because they're all wearing those like mask things.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just I don't know. It just feels like it's not very accurate to kind of what probably a drug place like that looks like.
Yeah, those people are wearing clothes.
Yeah, like they're
wearing... If I've learned anything from the movies, it's that's the people, thing, like, process drugs in their underwear.
Yeah, they're clothed. They look, like, well-cleaned.
Well, they look like, you know, I don't know. Like, that woman over there looks like somebody's mom. And who knows?
I know,
maybe
that's
your drug operation involves your mom. It's
a mom and pop operation, so...
You know, I don't judge... how you get your illegal materials to the street.
So there are these thugs, and these thugs are, you know...
It's like a bunch of dudes. There's a lot of guys. I feel like there's a lot of them. Maybe, like, how many guys are there?
There's at least five.
There's at least five guys.
And I like how this one guy was like, I got this sweet mask, but I want my hair to show.
Oh, yeah, he's wearing one of those hair cowl things.
No, well, yeah, he cut out the top so his hair would come out.
He's like, I really love Animal Man's look.
But, yeah, yeah, exactly.
And this, I like this one. Even has like a puffy ball. On
yeah,
the
he
top.
Did take a puffy ball off the top. He's like,
I'm like, I don't even think they make those with puffy.
I don't.
Balls
I've
on
never
top.
Seen. I've never seen a full ski mask with a puffy ball on top.
No, it's not like a fucking cute hat.
Either you're ski masking or you're not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I don't. They're shooting and they.
So what happened was they're supposed to go in and just basically get the drugs and one of the guys ended up shooting.
Yeah, he unfortunately killed a guy.
He killed a guy and they're like, "What the fuck, dude? You can't kill somebody." Because really? now things are gonna, you know,
just hit the fan.
Just hit the fan, you know, we're gonna get caught, and then just to be on the safe side, you know, the guy kills the rest of the people in this thing, and he burns it, you know, and they're like, "What the fuck, dude? Why'd you have to go ahead and do that?"
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So they like run outside, and one of the guys, like the guy with the poofy ski ball hat thing, ski ball hat? That's not right. Ski mask hat with a puffball, pours, like, I don't know, a test tube of, I'm assuming, gasoline. Sure. Something flammable onto the body of the guy and, like, lights on fire. Yeah. Even though there's, like, a bunch of did he shoot those other people?
Yeah.
Okay, so now everybody's
dead. Yeah, because you overhear he shot him. He's like, I was like, I'm just making sure. And then he just, you know,
bang, bang, bang.
Yeah,
so he kills everybody. Lights it on fire and, like, runs away.
Yeah, he runs away.
And they're like, what the hell, man? Because there's other dudes outside. Like, more dudes?
Well, no, these are the same guys. They all just took their... This is everybody that was in there first. Oh, so they all took their mask off. Because I see there's this little kid who ends up being, like, you know, the short kid that everybody is worried about here. So anyway, so they go to the...
Well, no, they run outside and he's like, what happened? He's like, oh, nothing. Everything's fine. He's like, what about the fire? He's like, eh. And they, like, just drive away. So then they go to, I don't know, square-headed McFuckface. Is that guy's name?
Is this guy wearing sunglasses, or does he just not have eyes?
I don't think he has eyes.
Yeah,
he's all squinty.
He's all dark and squinty. So anyways, he's basically, you know, like, hey, good job, guys. Well, first of all, his office has a poster of Starfire in it. I don't know if you noticed.
Didn't notice that. That's funny.
Just because, you know, because in the DC universe,
that's funny.
Starfire, you know, in addition to being Starfire, you know, she's also, like, a hot model. You know, she's always kind of been like this, you know, at least initially, you know. I mean, now it's like, you know, she's a very, like, you know, sexual being.
Yeah.
But like, she was, you know, but back then in the 80s, she was just like, oh, she's this hot alien and she's a model. And, you know, and obviously there's posters on the wall of her and stuff because she has like million of hair.
Yeah. She's got a lot of hair.
So these guys are like, hey, man, good job. Why don't you like...
Well, no, see, what happens is, like, this guy is, he enlisted these kids to, like, go steal these drugs for him. So, and he's, like, this big, giant dude with, like, this blonde square head, he's smoking a cigar, he's got squinty little eyes, he's got, like, a fucking goatee and shit. He's like, man, this is great, kids, you did a good job, here, have some of this. And he hands him, like, a powder, which I originally thought was cocaine.
Uh-huh.
It is not.
Uh-huh.
It is heroin. So he's like, come on, kids, sniff some powder as, like, a thank you for doing such a great job.
He's like, get on, yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of how, like, when you see in the movies where, like, the undercover cop, you know, is undercover and they're like, hey, man, why don't you take a hit off of this, you know, so we know that you're not 5-0.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Well, not only that, but, like, you think this guy would know better because he's asking the kids who are securing his supply to dip into said supply. The last thing that you would want is junkies who need a fix on your goddamn payroll if your product is smack.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. One's ever asked me to run a heroin ring.
Yeah, so obviously...
I assume I would do much better than this
it's
guy.
Very, it's a nefarious situation. This guy's wearing a tie. It's like it's in a friggin' temp office. And he's like,
it really does look like it's like a fucking temp office.
Temp office drug operation. Retronato's there somewhere, work typing away.
Doing data entry.
Doing data entry. He's like, I enjoy this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now we get
so we got a bunch of kids snorting the heroin.
Kids snorting heroin. Vigilante gets a tip from some dude, and, you know, well, Wade sitting in there riding an Uber.
I have to say, though, Wade, dapper as fuck.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Looking great. Got a great, like, nice wool top coat. You know, nice shirt. Just looks... He always looks very put together.
Yeah. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Wade and Vigilante go to...
Is this her house?
I think it's her house.
I don't...
Or it's a halfway house, maybe? Or it's something...
I'm not sure. Somehow... She just walks in. She doesn't knock.
She walks in and she's talking to the housekeeper or whoever it is.
Or is that that woman's house?
I don't know because later, spoiler alert, one of the kids, the little kid who's like 11.
Yeah.
You know, and he's running this drug situation, you know, ends up, you know, crossing paths with Vigilante and ends up like, apparently that's his mom. Calls his mom, or it's like his, you know, maybe his foster mom or something.
Sure.
I don't know. So anyway, so she finds out that, you know, I think this kid's name is Rudy. No? Rudy?
Sure.
Luis.
Luis, okay. Sure.
So Luis is Rudy. Luis is missing, and she's like, I don't know what happened to him. He just took off. He got into some bad stuff with some older kids.
He died.
He didn't die.
No, I know he didn't die, but
your father's dead.
No, yeah. Dead.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, and she's like, oh my god, what happened? Oh, my short haircut. Oh, 80s, 90s.
Yeah. Big giant. She's wearing like a really
my big jacket.
Well, that she's wearing a very Scully trench coat.
Oh yeah.
Because back in the day,
92.
Yeah, this is 92. So when the X-Files first premiered, I mean, Scully had some like mauve shit, like trench coat. They were insane. And this woman, obviously, they shop at the same place.
Yeah. So clearly, so just imagine Scully, but looks like Bridget Nielsen.
Shoulder pads. Yeah,
she's basically Bridget Nielsen.
If Bridget Nielsen borrowed Scully's trench coat. It's got the shoulder pads, it's an ugly-ass color, yeah, the whole thing.
So anyway, so she's, like, she's beside herself, and, you know, and, like, Blade, or Glade.
I like how Wade just, like, literally, Wade, the only Slade. Two pages, pictures of him on this page, he's in the exact same position.
Yeah, he's holding her he's holding her again.
And his facial expression hasn't changed.
And he's basically telling her, like, you should, you know...
Told you that this my life is not
because she became vigilante-ish, and then they're like, well, we gotta fucking do something.
Yeah.
So they go off and they start like
shooting people.
They start hunting people down.
Of course, this is when the comic book decides that this.
Oh yeah.
You can't do it in standard format. You have to do it in. It can't be in portrait. It has to be in landscape. So there's two goddamn pages where you have to turn the comic book sideways. In order to read and
yeah,
read.
Not cool.
No, and so like
there's a Wonder Man issue like this, and it's the entire issue, and it's annoying as fuck. I love you, Wonder Man, but goddamn it,
they did a whole like Batman Superman run of the new Batman Superman comic where it was about six issues all like this.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, it was fucking annoying. It was
awful. No,
awful.
No, not cool.
Yeah, no, it was not cool.
Not
so,
cool.
So there's like it's like a big splash page.
It's a montage.
People.
Gonna have a montage.
Yeah. So you see the kids stealing stuff from the pharmacy. They're stealing the drugs, but you also see the kids doing the drugs.
Yeah, they're doing
partying.
The drugs. You got a puffy hat.
You got him with a chick. She must be a prostitute.
Well, this Rudy kid doesn't really want a part of that, so no. He's kind of sitting there having.
He looks unsure.
Because he's 11, and he's like, I don't have those things in my balls yet.
Yeah, this guy has moved on from snorting to shooting.
He went to full speedy.
Yeah, so it's a bad scene.
Bad scene.
And there's no leads.
Yeah, no leads, no intel. Yeah, we got another fucking one of these pages.
Oh,
God,
yeah.
I hate
throwing
this page out.
Bullshit.
And then but basically Slade shows up with his lady.
Yeah.
And they're like,
what the hell?
Let's get some intel.
Yeah. So, I don't know. They start shaking down dudes. Who is this guy? Oh, no. Is this where they bust in on, like, a meeting of, like, all these drug dealers?
Yeah.
Okay. So they bust in on it because somebody's been, like, stealing their supply, and Squarehead guy's like, I don't know who that is, you know, because obviously it's him.
Drugs?
Right. So Vigilante and Slade, of course, bust through the window because you only have meetings... when you're, like, a bad guy in a room full of windows, so superheroes can bust through them.
I think this is in Gotham, too.
It has to be.
I think it's in Gotham.
Because Gotham is made of glass.
Yeah.
You're just like, you know, it would make more sense if all our walls were solid, but we're going to make everything out of glass so Batman can
bust
No,
everybody
gets
it literally just for Batman.
I don't know why there is not, like, a Wayne, like, window corporation where he could just, like, make shit tons of money from
windows. He should get Wayne probably makes windows. That's probably why he's so rich.
Well, yeah, you'd think. Like, he would
Wayne
Corp
probably makes like super windows because like you're like, well, you know, if Batman wanted to jump through this, if it was Bat-Enforce. We have special Bat-Enforce windows.
You think he would buy up all the glass manufacturers in town, make one window, and then that would be the only place people would have to go when they need to replace the window that he just broke?
Yeah,
I mean, talk about a racket.
That's a racket. Yeah, Batman. Batman. You know, he's out, but you know, he's out there.
Yes.
You know, doing. You know, blood sugar tests on Slade in the middle of the day.
And I would
do it while he's driving an Uber.
I would like to point out that that idea of Batman with the window is from the Tess 8 Chai Tea blog.
Oh, yeah.
Because he really did point out that Batman breaks all the windows.
Is it Grenian Guy?
Grenian Guy.
Grenian Guy actually, he had a very...
That's a very astute point about the windows.
A very astute point about one of my pictures I posted today.
Which one?
Did you the one with? So real quick, I'll share this. So there's I was reading a West Coast Avengers, and at one point, Hawkeye and Mockingbird decide to go get some coffee.
Yes.
But Hawkeye's dressed in his Goliath outfit, which, if you've seen this Goliath outfit, it makes no goddamn sense, because it's literally, like, the, you know, the superhero, like, haircut, like, the, you know, the animal man hair cowl, whatever.
Right.
And, like, and then the rest of it's, like, a half shirt, or it's, like, it's not even a half shirt, it's, like, a quarter shirt. But it only goes, like, on around his arms and, like, maybe, like, part of, like, his pec. And then he's kind of got, like, this bondage gear on. Hmm. Right? Have you seen the picture?
Yes.
And he's wearing that. So he's wearing that, you know, because right. For whatever reason, I forgot why he stopped. I don't know. I haven't gotten exactly to the point why he stops being Hawkeye and decides that he can help out being Large Man.
Right.
But he's doing it, and he's sitting at the table with, dressed in that. Yeah. He's sitting at the table with Mockingbird, who Mockingbird looks like Mockingbird.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can look her up. And they're like, oh, we should have got some civvies. We should have wore our civilian outfits. You know, I'm tired of being stared at because, you know, they're in this coffee shop. And then,
right, and he's, like, dressed as a fucking superhero in the most ridiculous.
And I just comment, like, wear more shirt, bro. You know? Because he's literally just wearing, like, the minimal.
It's like a strap.
Which, come, I mean, first of all, you ain't walking to a coffee shop being like, there should be no shoot, no shoes, no service.
It is technically a shirt. It's just like he took a small crop top and he put it on a giant man body, so it just looks like a string.
Sure. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And yeah. Then, and it's funny because our buddy Grunning guy is like, you know, the way that they're sitting,
yeah.
It looks like the sign says, like, hot coffee, but it looks like coffee is spelled wrong.
Okay.
Like, they're missing an extra E because his head is blocking where it would be, but it doesn't look like the E is being written.
Okay.
So they just put, like, hot cough, you know?
Uh-huh.
And that's what he pointed out. Uh-huh. So he's a very astute person.
Yes.
So let's give him props.
Give him props for that.
So anyway, after Slade and his lady start shaking down these guys, I guess later there's one of the guys that has been shooting up. We see shooting up earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's having an issue.
Well, yeah, because here's the thing. Exactly why you don't want the people who work for you to be needing your supplies, because this guy's going through withdrawals.
Yeah.
And he is in desperate need of fucking drugs. So the kids are asking the square-headed guy with the tie if they can have more drugs. He's like, dude, no. Like, I sell this shit. That's how I make my money. And I'm like, well, that's why you don't get your fucking staff hooked on it.
And
asshole.
I think what they do is they go ahead and they OD him.
Yeah.
Or do something. It's done by a guy who
looks like a fucking wrestler.
He looks like, it could be one or two people. He looks like, fuck me. Like a member of, like, 38 Special.
Yeah.
The band 38 Special.
Yeah.
Or he looks like, you know, like a lost member of the Fabulous Freebirds. Like, yeah. This is 92.
This is like, you know when Justin Timberlake
Damn Yankees was around, you know, he looks like he was like a roadie for Damn Yankees.
Okay, so like, do you remember when Justin Timberlake's hair was that blonde and it's like really curly, so
like ramen looking?
That's what this guy looks like. It's just long ramen hair, like, down to his shoulders.
He's got a big ramen coif.
Yeah, he does, with, like, a blonde mustache. He's wearing sunglasses. And he's, like, kind of a fat guy.
It's weird. This is a weird drug racket guy.
They, like, shoot this one kid up, and the other kids run away.
So, yeah, so Rudy. God damn it, Rudy.
Why do you keep calling him Rudy?
I don't know, because he's small. So Louise runs, and he finds
that
woman, her name is Louisa or whatever, and yeah. He's like, Mama!
But that's not it. It's his aunt. So aunt, like, he's like, hey, and he's like, oh my god, I've been looking for you, and he's like, they've killed him, you gotta tell her, and then he runs away. Because, thanks for that information, buddy. Like, I love when people are like, you have to give so-and-so this information, and they don't actually give anybody information.
Yeah, because you're supposed to figure it out.
You're supposed to just, like, infer, because obviously Aunt Louisa has been reading this comic book along with us.
Mm-hmm. So these guys, so there's, like, a shipment happening, like a plane shipment going on, mm-hmm. And in comes the guys with the hats. Actually, and I like that the one guy finally got rid of the poof on his head.
Yeah, which is nice. He finally upgraded.
And as that's happening, like, because they try to stop that, and
well, there's, like, a shootout, and there's, I'm trying to, okay, so, like, where are they? They're at an airstrip.
they're on an airstrip.
And I guess they're like, are they taking a shipment of drugs?
They're taking a shipment of drugs. There's a shipment of drugs that came in, and they're going to basically bust it up. And it's funny because these guys show up and they're like, hey, stop those drugs. And they're like, what the fuck you?
Right, yeah.
You know, because these guys are like...
These kids are going to go steal the drugs.
Because these guys are like real, like...
No, these are like South American, like serious like
hardcore motherfuckers.
You don't want to fuck with these guys.
No.
And obviously, they are armed to the teeth. So they start shooting at these kids, and one of them dies.
Yeah, one of them gets shot.
I think the poof ball guy dies, just when he got a better mask.
You know, he's like, I got a new hat, dead.
So there's like shooting, blah, blah, blah. And then Deathstroke and Vigilante show up and start shooting.
They start shooting, and they're like, you know, and it's just, it starts end up being like really, it's just a big shootout.
Yeah,
and,
but she start like Vigilante like starts asking these kids like, have you seen this little kid?
Well, here's
like, isn't she trying to ask them questions, or she's
they're saying that here's what I'm trying to be confused about, because at one point they're like, oh, she shot Dean.
Yeah, but she didn't.
No, she didn't. I don't know who shot Dean.
No, it was that guy. It was the fucking Colombian drug guys shot him. But yet they blame it on her?
He blames it on her. Like, this is about...
Yeah, but
Rudy
it wasn't her.
Rudy blames it on her, and he's like... I'm calling him Rudy from now. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Rudy blames it on her.
But it wasn't her.
And he's like, you gotta stop her. You gotta shoot her. She shot Dean. You gotta... You know, because like... And then he...
Yeah, as that's going on, Deathstroke grabs onto the plane that is now taking off.
Yeah, really the big story is really what's going on with these goofs here on the front here.
Yeah, so he's indisposed. She's fighting with these little kids. And finally, like, as she's punching... Because this kid, he got much bigger. Because now he's, like, apparently a match for her.
Yeah.
In the fighting.
Horseshit.
Which, I mean, like, he's, like, 3 feet tall. I don't understand.
He's
like a 9-year-old child, and she is, like,
He's 11 years old.
He's 11 years old, and she's, like, a fucking grown-ass woman who has been trained to battle, like, the worst of the worst, and yet this kid, like,
and he's, again, he's, like, just a thug.
Yeah, he's just, like, a little...
These are kids who are just thugs, and somehow...
He's a kid.
She sucks.
She's awful.
She's awful.
So she finally punches him in the face, and then, like, his mask comes off, and she's like, oh my god, it's you! And, like, she takes off her, which looks like a sleep mask.
Yeah. She got sleep apnea. She's just like...
She just really likes her sleep mask. So she takes it off, and he's like, oh my god, Pat... It's you. And then he calls her mom.
That's what I don't get.
Is she really his mom?
I don't know. I don't know if that she is his mom, or if she's just like a...
Or like she's like one of those like
foster mom,
yeah, you can
or something.
Call me mom.
You can call me mom.
I'm one
you
of those cool people you can call mom.
Yeah. You just call people mom. And then
you know, sometimes like those women who run like halfway houses, like everybody calls her mom or whatever.
Yeah. And then as that's happening, Deathstroke finds a way to... crash this plane and like save the pilot. And then
They go back to the blonde square headed guy's lair,
and like,
and it's everybody's gone except for the one kid they OD'd who's like dead and frothing at the mouth.
Yeah, and like I think the Rudy's really upset because apparently he was like the one kid who he looked up to.
Yeah, he was like his friend,
which I don't know really how that was the case, and it was just some random dude.
Yeah, like he's indistinguishable from any of the other guys, so I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
So he's like he's the only one who cared, and like his Aunt Luisa's like, we love you. And Vigilante's like, I love you, but I have to go. She's like, I'm wanted now. She didn't kill anybody. I don't know why she's wanted.
Well, maybe she's wanted as, like...
Vigilante
in general. Like, this shit's going down because she's pretty well entrenched. I mean, she's fucking Deathstroke for crying out loud.
Right. So, like, she goes outside where he is looking dapper again.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what do we do next? And he's like, oh, by the way, there is no we. I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm doing this alone. And, like, the last picture looks like her eyes are popping out of her head.
Well, that's the thing, because, like, here she is. She's crying because she's leaving the boy. People are actually, the way that crying is depicted in here is really kind of weird.
Because,
like, this kid's crying. She's crying. I mean, but, like, it's coming down. Like,
no, I mean, like, this is like if you had a garden hose coming out of your face,
yeah.
This is what it looks like.
It's
like,
weird.
Imagine you just had faucets in your eye.
And then, in, like, the last one where, like, yeah, after Deathstroke kicks her off, she's like,
bleh, but I mean, like, that looks like, you know, have you ever seen, there's like this, like a GIF or like a clip of this person who was on, I think it's a woman. There's one with a guy too, but there was a woman, and there's some sort of syndrome where you can actually like push your eyes pretty much out of your face.
Oh.
Like they bulge out.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what it's called. There's a thing.
It's called Total Recall Syndrome.
Yeah, pretty much. But, like, they don't, you know, obviously they don't fall out. They just go boop, and then you bop them back in. But, like, that's exactly what she looks like.
Well, yeah.
And, like...
She was with the crying Jordan.
Yeah, and so...
Crying Jordan face.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm out. And so he just dumps her. Because he hits it and quits it, because that's what Deathstroke does. So then there's this weird last page where, like, it's an airplane flying over a city, but then... a giant picture of Superman.
Because he's going to Metropolis.
Yeah, I know. But, like, obviously, if you just say Metropolis, we know where he's going and why. But, like, why did you draw me? Like, literally, he takes up a third of the page.
Yeah, it's just, like, Superman in the clouds. And
It's Super Jesus.
He's like I'm going
to... There's, like, sun and, like...
He's like, I'm out. Yeah. He's like, I'm out. And then he's, you know...
Superman's crotch is a building, basically.
My dick is the Empire Lex Luthor's...
He's got an L dick.
Yeah. Well, that's Luthor's building.
Oh, that's where Superman's dick is.
I have Superman's dick.
I bet Lex Luthor wishes he had Superman's dick.
You bet he does. Yeah, and so apparently they have a crossover. So if you read Superman 68, and then you read the next issue of... this book, you know, you get to see a story of them fucking around. So,
yeah.
That is it for Deathstroke the Terminator. Deathstroke the Terminator.
Yeah, Deathstroke.
Number 11. June 1992. Would you read the next issue of this?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably.
I would. Just
if, you know, if I found it. I'm not going to go out of my way to find it.
I'll be honest. I'm kind of intrigued by this Superman thing. Because, I mean, it's kind of a weird pairing.
Yeah.
Intrigued to see how that might turn out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm happy. I'm down with it.
All right.
Yeah,
it's okay.
What am I doing?
No.
Yeah, so, you know, and there might be hardcore fucking, you know.
Which,
faucet eyes. And,
faucet
you know, those
eyes.
Are all the tropes of Deathstroke, you know. You know,
faucet eyes.
You know, men with square heads. We got former ex-members of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Doing dope. You know, that's how it goes, man. That's how it was, man. The 90s didn't give a fuck.
No.
This is how it was, man. They were trying to figure their way out then. You know, it was like, well, this is what we're how are we going to look? This is what we're doing. We're going to look like, you know, we belong in Fog Hat. You know, second week in a row that Fog Hat gets mentioned.
Yeah, you're really shouting about the Fog Hat lately.
I know, like, one Fog Hat song.
I would be hard
pressed. Foghat's not even that important of a band.
I would be hard pressed to name a Foghat song.
Fool for the City. There you go. That's the only one I know.
Yeah, again, I would have to like actually hear it. Be like, oh yeah, no, I know the song. Because unlike you, I don't know titles of songs.
I grew up, you know, because I grew up listening to a lot of radio, so
I
you can
did
become
too,
from,
but like I never knew
store.
Their names. I was just like, I love that song.
I love bands. Oh, that reminds me. I gotta go on that Frinky X site. I gotta find that one.
Oh, yeah.
The Who? I love bands. Which, somebody's doing the Lord's work and created a site
really
where
are.
You type in a Simpsons, like a code word or something, and you can find a still for the Simpsons, from the Simpsons series, and matches up with that code word. So, you know, there's anything is in there. You know, it's fantastic.
Yes.
Anyways, so that's it for Deathstroke, and we will come back with our next one. Okay, we're back here on Worth Collection over here on Sideshow Network. Let's get into our second issue of this proceedings. It is the Incredible Hulk. Number 418 from June 1994.
Uh-huh.
And it is the wedding issue.
Uh-huh.
Featuring Rick Jones and his wife Marlo, I think.
And on the cover is like a heart.
Yeah. It's a fold out cover.
Uh-huh.
Where, you know, it says it's got like a thing.
Hulk is dabbing a tear.
Yeah, he's having a tear. This is the smart Hulk, like it's
where
it's
he's like constantly Hulk.
He's constantly Hulk, but he's got the banner smarts, so he's like
very
that.
Dapper.
Yeah, he's very dapper,
and she's wearing the November Rain wedding dress, basically.
Yes,
yep.
Good call.
Yeah. Oh no, everyone loved the. I mean, shit. Like, I remember seeing that wedding dress and being like, "Oh, it was perfect," because I was like 9 or whatever, 12.
Yeah,
12-ish. When
that's
came
a good.
Out.
That's a video. That music is a video. That's a music. That's a first of all. That's a music video.
It sure is.
It's probably one of the best music videos.
Oh yeah. That's a great one.
For fuck's sake, I could tell. I couldn't really exactly tell you what's happening in some of it.
Well, there's like a wedding.
So there's a wedding.
There's Axl Rose, and like he's dating at the time Stephanie Seymour, who's the chick in the video.
Yeah.
And they're like having a great love, and then they get married, and then I assume she dies.
So,
I don't know how, but she dies.
That's what we don't get, because first of all, you got like the wedding, and then there's cake, and then there's Ricky Rackman,
right?
And then
she
starts
dies.
Raining,
and then Slash just walks out of the church and like plays in the middle of the desert with a hole in his pants.
Oh, I missed the hole in his pants.
Oh, yeah, he's got a hole in his crotch of his pants.
Oh, I have to go back and watch that.
I knew a girl when I was in seventh grade who was in love with Slash from Guns N' Roses. And so she pointed that out to me.
You know, that's not I could see that.
Yeah,
you know, Slash is... It's fucking Slash, okay?
Well, yeah, and I remember her being one of the first people that I knew, you know, being such a young, sheltered girl as I was, to actually, like, talk about wanting to fuck somebody who was famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually sex. Not like, I'm going to marry him, but like, I'm going to have sex with him. I wonder if she ever did.
Has that ever happened?
I don't know. Maybe she did, and I hope so.
Yeah, because, you know.
And good for her.
She means well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'll get about the video, because, like, you're watching the video.
And then there's, like, water.
Right. Well, but here's the thing that we don't get. It's, like, so it starts, like, raining.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of, like, lightning. And then, like, some guy jumps through a cake.
Well, somebody falls through a cake, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, he jumped. No, he jumped.
He shoulder rolls through a cake.
But why?
I don't
know. That's what I'm saying.
Was it just because it started raining?
And then, right, but then when you see her at the funeral.
Well, she's dead.
She's dead.
Yeah.
Axel is there with his eyes drawn as if he's in Deathstroke the Terminator.
Yeah.
You know, he's crying.
Yeah. He's wearing a lot of eyeliner.
But she's in the coffin, and I don't know, I have to go back and watch this, but I always felt that she died because maybe she was electrified, like hit by a bolt of lightning. But like part of her body is metal.
No,
I could have. That's what I swear seeing. I remember.
No, she's not metal. She's just dead.
Like she's a cyborg.
She's not a cyborg. She's just dead.
Okay.
And then doesn't he fall into water at one point? Like at the very end, isn't there like a bunch of like.
Well,
Axl Rose is obsessed with water. Like, he is obsessed
with
Strange
water. The fucking video for Strange is like fucking dolphins.
Yeah,
that's the one with all the water.
Yeah, but there's water at the end of this one, isn't there? Doesn't he
fall
into
water? Yeah, because it's a connection. It's like a story.
Right.
You go in Don't Cry,
right.
November Rain, and then Estranged.
Right. And like, so there's water, and then there's like rain. I liken it to, it is, I think Tommy Wiseau probably took a page from the book of Axl Rose when he included all the goddamn water in the room.
What, just by showing the bridge? And then, like,
remember there's water, like, in the fountain.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense,
yeah.
Which,
yeah.
He probably just watched November Rain and went, yeah, good idea.
Ha-ha, I like this, I will use it for my film.
Yeah, but, like, every girl I knew wanted to wear the November Rain wedding dress.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, who fucking didn't? That's a fucking great dress.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so there she is, and then you got all the superheroes around, dressed all kind of dapper, Captain America wearing his mask and a tuxedo.
Is that Wonder Man's face?
That's Wonder Man.
Yeah.
Wonder Man's there, Fantastic Four is there, Rom
is
there.
Namor.
Reed is dead, I think, at this point.
Vision's over there.
Oh, this is Thing, that's right. I thought this was Rom for a second, but no, that's Thing. Because Thing got slashed his face by Wolverine.
Oh, what, so it ruined his perfect rock visage?
It did. It kind of, like, made him, like, puffy meat and rock. Yeah. It disfigured him.
But is he meat or is he rock?
Well, he's got, like, human, like, meat underneath his rock, apparently. Because he got slashed to the face and it just really, like...
I like that that's the thing that made him, like, want to cover his appearance.
Yeah.
He's literally a rock man.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, now I'm going to wear a mask.
Yeah, and then you got, you know... some really short women. This is, I think, Marlo's mom.
Yeah.
And then there's Betty Banner, who's, like, 2 feet. Right, they're setting up to She-Hulk, who is supposed to be gigantic.
Well, see, She-Hulk is just a fucking monster, so.
Yeah. And then you got...
Spider-Woman's over there.
Spider-Woman, and you got...
Vision, and Silver Surfer. And I don't know who that guy is.
Quicksilver? This is Quicksilver.
Is that Quicksilver?
Yeah,
oh,
Quicksilver,
okay.
Scarlet Witch. Right here. See. And then Fury's in the back, and then you got some other geeks.
So yeah, it's a wedding, guys.
It's a wedding.
Oh man, love, love, love.
Yeah. So we start off though.
Again, one of these fucking portrait or landscape.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Goddamn pages.
So in short, basically, we're looking at the aftermath of a
bachelorette party,
and Rick is upset because they had their parties and. So at the bachelor party, which was the issue before this.
Right. So they're like, hey, let's watch this movie with naked ladies in it.
They watched
it. Not a porno.
Not just a porno.
Right. This is an artistic, like, I'm assuming like a French thing. And it was like, this has naked chicks in it. And one of those naked chicks just happens to be the bride.
Yeah, it happens to be Marlo. And I've always wanted to read that issue because I've heard it's very funny.
Yeah.
I had a chance to ask, because this is written by Peter David and drawn by Gary Frank.
Yes.
And Gary Frank, you know, went on to do some DC stuff with Geoff Johns and at the one, I think it was Comic-Con.
Yes.
And
it was. It was a spotlight on Gary Frank.
Gary Frank, and it was hosted Comic-Con, by Geoff, yes. Geoff Johns hosted it, yep. And I was like, I wanted to ask, they were asking questions, and I had to remember that he drew this.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I wanted to ask him what was like, I don't know, just bullshit about it.
I can't remember exactly what you asked.
I didn't really ask him. I just was like, hey, what was that like? Was that fun? You know?
Yeah, but then he started telling a story about like the beer that
Basically trying to talk about how he had to kind of draw it and it had to be drawn in the frame of like being a comic book, but not being like, you know, still suitable for kids. Yeah. Still suitable to put out as like a thing for kids. But, you know, obviously, you know, which is probably why this is an art film
and not
a hardcore,
or even a softcore.
Softcore. It's no core.
No core.
Yeah, art core.
Art.
So Marlo's embarrassed.
Well, no, he's having a fucking fit.
Yeah, you can go ahead and take this.
He is like, oh my God, how dare you star in this movie that you did literally like a decade before you even fucking met me. And now I'm embarrassed, and you need to apologize for doing this when you were 18 years old. And she was just like, dude, leave me the fuck alone.
Well, he's complaining. He's like, well, everybody's going to be staring at my bride. It's like,
she's like, that's the whole point of a wedding.
It's like, how many people are at your bachelor party? Like, the entire male population?
But that's that's the whole point of the wedding. You're supposed to look at the bride.
Well, they're staring because they saw her naked. I'm like, yeah, well, so what?
Yeah, this guy, like, this makes me so
you
think angry.
You know, because God forbid, you know, I wonder if when Pamela Lee had that same issue.
But, like, here's the thing. It's like, all right, she did this not last week. She did this years before meeting him. She does not have a crystal ball that says, I'm going to meet the man of my dreams in X number of years, and he would be upset by this, so I better not do anything. She did something with her body because she wanted to. She and he has, like, really what she did with her vagina before they met is not his business.
She didn't do anything with her vagina. She just started a movie with naked.
Yeah, it's not his fucking business. He doesn't own her.
And like, also, too,
his reaction is his fucking problem. And also, that's what she should tell him.
And also, too, Hulk is kind of like,
by the way, can we say how handsomely Hulk is drawn and like panel right there with like he's got the nice hair.
Oh, he looks like.
And he's got like serious
cheeks. It's like if John Hamm were the Hulk.
Yeah, like he looks great that panel.
Yeah, he's very handsome.
He's very handsome. You're like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I kind of wish I was the Hulk here.
But yeah, like honestly, I wish she just would have told him like, dude, you need to examine why this is making you so upset because your problem is your reaction and it's your problem.
I don't think it's...
Because what I did with my body 10 years before we met is my fucking business and it's too bad if you don't like it.
Yeah, and so basically
deal with it.
Yeah,
dick.
And basically it's also too like Hulk's like, what, that's all you got to say? And she's like, shut the fuck up, Hulk, you know?
Yeah.
And it's funny because like he tells like
she shouldn't have to apologize. I don't even know why he wants her to apologize.
I don't know,
he needs to deal with his own shit. So like she goes out to the beach. Now I'm confused.
She has a dream.
Aren't they supposed to be in Vegas?
Well, no, she has a dream. She's having
no
a dream.
It's not a dream.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, they talk about it later, and she thinks it's a dream.
No, she just woke up from this.
No. Here, go back here. Go. Tell me if this makes sense. Okay, so she walks away.
Yeah.
Ends up on a beach where she's like, you know, I did that when I was 18. It was this guy.
I didn't know they're in Vegas. I didn't really. I never.
Well, they mentioned Vegas later. This is why I'm confused. So he's like, you know, he doesn't understand. Like, I felt like, I did this and I felt really beautiful and it was great for my self-esteem and, you know, I didn't mean to hurt anybody. She's feeling guilty because this guy's slut-shaming the hell out of her because he is an asshole and he needs to realize that he does not own her body.
Yeah.
But, so she's having a walk and, like, she's like, you know, I'd really give anything to make it better, which that's her mistake because you should just give him the finger and tell him it's a fucking deal. And then this guy appears and he's like...
Shadowy figure appears.
In a trench coat and, of course, a fedora because that's how... disguises are done in comic books. And he's like, anything?
Yeah.
Even your soul? And like, so then she's like, she says, oh, I get it. I'm dreaming.
Yeah, because she is.
But I didn't think she was. I thought this actually happened. And then she wakes up. Like, he gives her a do-over.
Yeah, in her dream and her subconscious, because it's Mephisto. Spoiler alert, Mephisto, you know, can basically, you know, find his way into people's dreams. I mean,
So he only does dream stuff? Because I thought
he can do anything.
I thought he actually came to her when she was on the thing and was like, here, no, why doesn't this make sense? So he came to her, he's like, all right, fine, give me your soul. We've got a deal, shakes hands, snaps his fingers. He is able to make it, like, literally, like, that morning didn't happen, and she goes back to, oh, that must have just been a dream, even though it actually happened. Because he has that power.
He entered her subconscious, and basically, kind of like how Professor X...
But are we 100% sure he did?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm assuming...
I say there is an argument to be made either way.
I leave this to... I am... certain that Mephisto knows how it can do this sort of thing, and knowing that, you know, I think he knows that it's Hulk's whatever.
If this is a dream, she walks away,
mm-hmm.
and then we see her on the beach, and then she wakes up again in a bed after this conversation. If this is only a dream, how does she know that he saw that film? Because he doesn't get to talk to her until the morning after the bachelor party.
No, he just comes in...
Watch. Okay. We start here. She's already on the couch. This woman's still in her bathrobe, and this guy's yelling about what he saw last night.
Yeah.
She walks out.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, she goes to bed.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does. Right here.
Oh, no, she does. You're right.
Yes, she does.
See, I didn't realize. I thought she was just walking to go on the beach like she couldn't.
You would think that, but no. No,
you're right. You're right. I was wrong. So she goes to bed, and then she does have a dream.
She goes to bed. She has a dream. Okay, then Rick comes in and goes, hey, sorry.
Yeah.
I was a jerk. And she's like, huh.
It's like, yeah, you're right. You are an actual human being who has, you know, control over your own body. Imagine that. Isn't that weird? And she's like, oh, that's great. I'm glad you forgave me. Hugs. He has weird hair, by the way.
Who, Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah,
What's going on with his hair?
He's got, like, 90s...
It's bad.
...douchebag hair.
It's really bad.
He's got Andrew Shue hair.
It's really bad. And, like, to the point where it's almost the same color as hers, so when they hug, it's just, like, a big mass.
It's a big...
Yeah. Anyway. It's funny.
So, so now we're at the wedding.
Which is outside by a pool.
I'm in the pool.
And I don't know who are these two.
Oh, they're just some geeks. I don't know. So like, they're supposed to be somebody.
Everyone has red hair. I can't really tell who it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's colored really weird because everybody's got like the same colored
hair. It's the same red hair, so I'm like...
Everybody is like Irish.
Yeah, you know? And everyone's face kind of looks the same, so I'm like, I'm not exactly sure who these two are supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they're
this
ushers.
Could be Rick for all I know, but yeah, one's Keith. One guy's name is Keith, another guy's name is Ray.
Right.
You know, and they're kind of like...
They're ushers.
Yeah, they're ushers, and they're like, man, this is weird.
Maybe they're her brothers?
Who knows?
Okay, whatever. So they're like going to be ushers, and like, who walks in, but I'm assuming that's War Machine, and Silver Surfer, and some guy with a beard. I don't know who that guy is.
I think it's definitely got red hair.
Yeah, that guy's red hair. I think it's
Ulysses, or one of
sure.
Hulk's buddies.
Sure.
Well, here's the thing, so... because they're commenting on how it's like, well, man, how do we help superhero people to their seats? And one of them was like, well, why don't you just imagine without any clothes on? Ha ha.
Right, and then while Silver Surfer
shows up, you know, with his stuff.
Yes.
And he's like, you know, carrying his board, which you had an issue with.
I do have an issue with him carrying his board around because I'm like, why can't he leave it at coat check? But I mean, we do see later that he uses it. So perhaps it's best that he kept it with him.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, does he carry it around everywhere he goes?
Yeah, and then we get, like, shot. Pretty much, I mean, it's his board. He needs it.
Yeah, but, like...
Or he stares at somewhere and he goes, to me, my board, and then the board shows up and he goes...
Well, that's what I mean. Why can't you put it in coat check?
Well, I mean, he showed up on it. You know, they don't have a valet for that shit.
That's why he puts it somewhere else.
Can't fit it in a coat closet.
Why not? Coat check's a big place. People fuck in a coat closet.
I would actually love to see him being like, can I put this in the coat closet? And, then, and just like, just chicken. Some guy just being like, sure, how are we getting it? And just like them try like for like an hour trying to figure out how to get the damn thing in there.
I would actually really love to see after they get it in there when he's like trying to claim it at the end of the night and he can't find his ticket because he has no pockets. He's like,
no ticket, like, no
it's,
board.
It's the silver board. It's like
I can see it. Like, I literally see it right there. Board. We spent 2 hours trying to get it into that fucking room.
No ticket, bro. I can't help you. He's like, to me, board. And the guy just like slaps it. He's like,
to me, my board. And it just kind of like breaks everything because it's like trying to get out.
And the coat check guy's like standing on it, being like, no, bro, ticket.
Yeah, and then we get some.
There's like that guy, Captain America, is like doing the groom's. Tie.
Yeah, he's...
The Hulk is just... I don't even understand how the Hulks can fit, because his hand looks like 8 times bigger than his head.
He's got John Cena hands.
He really does have John Cena hands.
John Cena is voicing the Hulk, by the way, mobile game.
Well, that's good.
We have the same size hands.
All the steroids that he's done is going to help out with that. And then there's, like, a bunch of women, like... Actually, I really love this comment here. They're doing her hair, and they're, like, fixing her dress, which I did not experience this on my wedding day with, like, all these women around me, like, attacking you with, like, hands and stuff. But she's like, Mom, you know, I'm really nervous. Give me some words of encouragement. What did your mom say to you on your wedding day? And she says, all she said was, if you were only careful, you wouldn't be in this fix now. Which means she was pregnant when she got married.
That's funny.
And the only reason she got married is because she was knocked up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So then she looks in the mirror and she sees Mephisto like behind her. And she freaks out and everybody's like, dude, calm down. Nothing's there.
Yeah, and then we get, like, a lot of interactions with,
There's, like, dudes with beards. I don't even understand how...
Well, like, basically, we have, like, yeah, we got what appears to be...
Ulysses?
For some reason, yeah, because there's, like, this pantheon,
uh-huh.
like, group of, like, gods
yeah,
that,
sure.
like, Hulk is friends with at this time, and, like, one of them is, like, talking to Northstar...
Did they have to invite Hulk's friends to the wedding?
Oh, they invited everybody.
Because this guy doesn't have any friends?
No, he's not friends. Captain America's his buddy.
Okay, I'm just asking.
You know, and then apparently he has a thing with Wolfsbane. She's over there.
Yeah.
Rick Jones does. I don't know what the fuck that means. And then, like, Northstar is there, and he's chatting with Freddie Mercury.
And that actually looks like he's hitting on him.
Well, because that's the implication, because Northstar is gay.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't realize that.
And this guy is gay, I think.
Oh, awesome.
I think these are
Is Ulysses gay, too, and he's, like, pissed? Because that's
no,
he seems, like, really angry.
No, this isn't Ulysses. Well, I don't know if he's...
It says, Ulysses, ignore him. Or is that Ulysses?
Maybe,
the blonde guy?
Ulysses is... This is Ulysses.
And he's really angry looking at these two guys.
And this is Hector. I think... Yeah, there's a bunch of... I think there's a bunch of, like...
So I'm assuming...
Man-on-man jealousy.
I gotcha. All right.
Yeah, it's going down.
Yeah, and he's going to go storm over there and be like, hands off my man. And Hulk's like, no. Nope, not going to do it. And so then, I don't know, other people show up.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the hell's going on with some of this stuff. You know, like, there's a lot of, like...
dudes with bad hair.
Right, yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of guys with
well,
bad
Rom
hair.
Shows. Fucking Rom shows up.
Rom shows up, and he looks like he is wearing, I have, like, that's like a Nicki Minaj wig. Like, it is like one of those with the bangs and the straight hair, and it's blue. Like, yeah. So he's got a Nicki Minaj wig. That guy's got a ponytail. Like, everybody in this fucking comic book has terrible hair.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, then we get the wedding start.
Wait, isn't Rom an android?
No, Rom is a man and like an alien and like a robot suit.
Oh, okay.
But
it's hard for me to keep
and, you know, him. And it, yeah. But we did read a Rom.
We did, and I was like, see, I know he was like shiny, but I don't know if he was actually an android. So then the wedding march starts, and I'm assuming they're getting married by Ron Jeremy.
You'd think, but this is actually Peter David, the writer.
Oh.
Yeah. Peter David looks like George Costanza and Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, because he's got the long hair. He's bald.
He looks like Father Guido Sarducci.
He really does.
Yeah, no, Peter. That's how Peter David looks.
Just like, he's getting married by Ron Jeremy? Like, what's going on? Like, very lovingly crafted face on this guy.
It was Peter David's big moment. He's like, I chopped off Aquaman's hand. that was his doing.
Oh.
And then he was right, because he went from writing this to like rebooting Aquaman.
See.
Yeah.
So they're gonna get married, and suddenly Drax the Destroyer shows up.
Drax shows up.
And he's actually really excited to be there. He doesn't want to fight. He's happy because someone gave him an invitation.
Yep.
And he's like, I feel bad for Drax, actually, because he, like, hugs the Hulk. He's like, oh, thank you for inviting me. And the bride and groom are like, we didn't invite you. And then Drax looks all sad. He's like, but you don't want me here? Like, Drax not wanted here. They're like, oh, no, it's fine, Drax. Sit down. And the Hulk's like, I am handsome.
Yeah.
Like, it's another one of these, like, really lovingly drawn, like, super good-looking Hulk faces.
Yeah. Yeah, he's looking handsome.
And he's like, go sit by Warlock.
Which is funny, because they invited Warlock, but they didn't invite anybody else in the watch.
Yeah.
They just invited, I like how Warlock's just like, he looks just like, God damn it, you're here.
He looks really upset.
He's really upset. And he's, because Drax is like, move over, and he's just gigantic.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. So, and then we get, like, some villains that show up.
Basically, like, every time they try to start the stupid wedding, like, someone else shows up, and everybody's like, oh my god, it's here for a fight. But nobody's here for a fight. Everybody got invited.
Everybody's got invitations. It's, and then we got,
And no, everybody's like, how'd they get all these invitations?
Yeah, which,
And, like, finally, like, they have to run crowd control with, like, a bullhorn and Silver Surfer on his board. See, this is why he kept it. Telling people, calm the fuck down so I don't beat your face.
Oh, yeah, because what happens is, like, then a Kree ship and a Skrull ship show up.
Right, and they're going to fight.
And they're like, hey, let's all have, like, a sit. Let's all go to this wedding. And they're like, and the Kree and the Skrull don't like each other. And they start, fighting with each other. They start arguing with each other and, like, he gets his board out of the coat closet and, he's like, sit down and,
finally found his ticket.
Finally found his ticket.
It was underneath his chair.
Silver. And then, just as about everything's supposed to start, the pool starts on fire.
Yep, because that happens.
Yeah.
And Mephisto shows up.
And basically,
where is Son of Satan?
He's not there.
Why not? Why didn't they invite him?
He's out being Satan somewhere. He's out working at the devil sausage factory or something. I don't know. So basically, so Mephisto shows up.
Yeah.
And he explains that Impossible Man, who's, like a kind of like a Misty Picklick character.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
He's the one that created a bunch of bogus invitations, which is why all these people showed up.
Oh, see, I thought it was Mephisto's doing.
No, but either he contracted that or he... It was somebody that did that, but he did not get invited, so he showed up, and he kind of explains this whole thing about the...
About how, like, she sold her soul,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, but that was a dream. He's like, oh, but it's real in a dream.
Dreams are binding, so he says, right. Which I think is kind of
creepy.
Yeah, how they're...
And I don't...
Which is, if dreams are binding, I'd be fucked.
I think we all would be fucked. Because everyone's had some doozies. So, like... This is what I don't understand. Like, he wants to collect on her soul, and then Hulk, he's like, no, how about you take mine instead? Or, like, Hulk will make a deal with you instead. I'm not sure what deal Hulk is supposed to be making here. Like, he's gonna go down to hell now?
No. What's happening is he shows up, and he's like, I'm gonna take Marlo's soul.
Right.
Oh, okay, let me explain. So he's like, I'm gonna take Marlo's soul, and he's like, what the fuck? And he's like, well, really, look, I'm here because I want you, the Hulk.
Yeah.
And basically, you give me self to you come over, you go over to me, and...
I'll call it even with her.
Yeah.
And then, see, this is what I don't understand. So Hulk's like, you better think about that deal, because if I go down there, I'll be running the joint. He's like, what the hell do you mean? So then Hulk punches him in the face. Right?
Yeah. Well, he walks up to him and he's just like...
Well, he says, I'll be running the joint. He's like, you can't injure me, blah, blah, blah. Hulk punches him in the face.
Yeah. Because the impression is that Hulk, is able...
Well, yeah, he's like, you can't hurt me. But
well, he's because we're gathered in the sight of God, and he's the devil.
Right.
Pretty much. And he's able to slap him around in, you know, in this area.
Okay.
You know, in the sight of God.
Okay.
So, you know, basically Mephisto has no power here.
So, this is what I don't understand. So he runs away. Mephisto, like, goes back into his fiery pool.
Yeah.
And he leaves. But, like, how did... Like, there was no real deal made. So doesn't he still technically own her soul?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, because that's what I mean. Like, the deal was Hulk, and then he doesn't, like... Obviously, he's not going to get Hulk.
I mean, so basically...
There was no deal, so doesn't she still owe him her soul?
Maybe. I don't know. That's not really addressed. Basically, he jumps in there, and he's like... He escapes, because he's like, I got no power here. But, you know, whatever. I'll make you think you won. Ha-ha. Hoo-hoo, ha-ha.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then the wedding ends. And then they're the wedding, and everybody's having a...
Yeah, they go to the reception.
Yeah.
And the bride, like, goes to the buffet table... When she runs into Death.
Yes.
From Sandman.
Yes.
But you never see her face. You only see her from the back. But it's obviously her.
Yeah, it's clearly her.
And I don't understand this. I must have... There must be something that I missed.
There must be... just something I think maybe at one point where she... Maybe she's referring to this deal with Mephisto. Or maybe she's dealing to... Talking about another time where she's like, hey, who are you? Have you met? And she's like, briefly.
Yeah.
And she's like, but I decided to cut you some slack. And... She gives her...
She's like, you know, you guys are going to have a long, happy life together. I guarantee it. I just wanted to give you a gift. And so she's like, oh, and her husband, just as, like, she hands her, like, this box, what's his name, comes up, because his hair looks all different, so he doesn't look nearly as terrible. And he's like, oh, no, I'm not alone. I was talking to, and of course, Death is gone. And when she opens the box, it's just a hairbrush.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand.
There's got to be a meaning to it.
There's probably like a lot of more stories. Like,
yeah, I need whatever.
And he's like, oh, but, you know, everyone's waiting for us. Let them kiss. The end.
Yay.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah, and that's it for the Hulk. And then, we have the next issue.
Yeah.
So that's it for Hulk 418 from June 1994. Would you read the next issue?
Yeah, sure. I'm just, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable with really good-looking Hulk. It makes me uncomfortable. Because, I mean, like, this guy, he's drawn really good-looking.
He's super handsome.
Like, he is, like, the most male model of male models. Mm-hmm, like, he could be in Zoolander. You know what I mean? Like, he would be...
If Zoolander was anything like the Hulk, I'd probably see it.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm not as big on Zoolander as everybody else is in the world, but...
But he should be, like, given blue steel. Like, he's just really good looking. Like,
he's handsome as fuck.
Walking down a runway somewhere. Like, the fact that... I'm very uncomfortable with that. I like my rage-filled, dumb Hulk.
Yeah, I like the Hulk that's eating beans.
Yeah.
Being as unsexy as possible.
Yeah, I'm really uncomfortable with super suave Hulk with great hair and cheekbones. Like, I don't know. I'm a little thrown off. It's confusing for me.
As a woman, I'm confused.
I'm confused. As a woman who's attracted to men, this confuses me.
It's okay.
Thanks, babe.
I'm okay with this.
I mean, no, it just weirds me out that he's, like, so sexily drawn. It's just, it's weird. So,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, so that's, yeah, that's it. That's the Hulk. Next month, apparently, he fights a Skrull, so. Hoo-ah.
Yeah.
Neat. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And, hope you guys dug our, issue episode with Ken last week.
Yeah, that was fun.
I want to thank Ken again for doing that. Ken Reed, he was gracious enough to be on the podcast, and I think we might do a few more of those like that.
Yeah, it was fun. We sounded so much better than we do when we're shouting into a laptop like we are now.
Well, you know, I mean, I think, you know, it's we've talked about this many a times, but it's like, you know, I have a job as a professional podcast producer, and yet
ours is just us sitting on a couch yelling into a laptop.
Literally, we're recording this just by talking into the external mic on the laptop.
In fairness, we used to have an actual like mic we could talk to, but it doesn't like your computer.
Yeah, it got weird. So we'll figure something out for future. We'll have some cool guests, you know. And if you have, actually, you know what? I never give out this enough. You know, if you have any questions or anything you want to contribute to the show, feel free to email us. You can email me at Sean, SHAWN, Sean at SideshowNetwork.tv. You can bug me there, and I will gladly hear you out. You can find me on Twitter at AngryHeroSean, SHAWN. Instagram, the same. And my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. JenStansfield.tumblr.com, JenStansfield.wordpress.com.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening. Enjoy Valentine's Day.
And eat Valentine's Day candy.
Yeah, yeah.
And drink wine. Because it's a bullshit made-up manufactured holiday, but you should still enjoy it.
You should still enjoy it.
Because candy's great.
And go see, enjoy.
Go see Deadpool.
Yeah, go see Deadpool. Enjoy Christmas or whatever. Fuck whatever holiday. Fuck holidays.
Fuck holidays. Fuck. And we're taping this like literally 15 minutes before Super Bowl kickoff, so we'll see.
I'm missing all the commercials.
I'm so glad that team won.
Yay, sports.
Yeah, what about that goal? So, yeah. All right, guys.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening, folks.
Bye.